Welcome back. Day 6 to reframe you inner critic, and we're almost done with our first week to explore who you are as an artist, as a human being, understand a little bit how your inner critic works, and I can't wait really to start understanding really where your inner critic comes from. But just before we jump there, we're still playing a little bit being explorers. So yesterday I asked you, what are you scared of? And again, maybe it was a bit hard if you never had that thought before, if you never explore it. Maybe it was a bit yucky, maybe you feel a little bit upset, which is absolutely normal. You know, it's always a bit scary to discover a little bit more about ourselves. So I really want you to understand that you're in a safe place here, and it's just gathering data, understanding who you are, you know. So for me, what I'm scared of, and I wasn't really surprised, the first thing that came up with my mind is being made fun of, being ridiculized, because I've been bullied throughout my childhood and a little bit of my teenagehood. So obviously that's the first fear that comes up, right? Because that's directly linked to my childhood. Scared of feeling lonely or never improving, you know, like if I write something or I paint something and it's just bad all through, even if I practice over and over again, there's no improvement, which just show, you know, like, well, I have no talent there. Getting negative feedback from my friend and family, wasting time and money as well as, oh my God, why am I doing this? Why am I spending this time or that money on this? You know, what's the point? That's a big fear, right? Making the wrong decisions, that's linking there, you know. So if I take the wrong decision, if I invest myself in something and then it has huge consequences, being on the wrong path as well. So I hope that, you know, it's quite tricky for me to share my fears like that, but I hope that by listening to mine, you feel a bit better by yours, because maybe some of yours are the same as mine, maybe it's completely different. But what I want to show you here, this is just emotions and thoughts, and this is just your inner critic as we're showing up here, showing up through your limited beliefs there, because which is each I mean, for me it was bullet points there, but with each fear you can just ask yourself, is it true? Am I going to be made fun of? Well, if that happens, so what? That's not my problem, really. Am I never going to improve? I absolutely don't believe that. Of course, if you practice, you'll improve one way or another. Am I wasting my time and money? I'm always learning, so there's never a waste for me there. So you can see my inner mentor talking there. What did I say? Making the wrong decisions. They can't be wrong again, because I'm learning and I'm moving from one place to another, which makes who I am today. So you can see there by showing you what you're scared of, like how I've been reframing all my fears live for you there. And so that's what we're going to do. So you can look at it, but again, we'll have an opportunity towards the end to do that. But I'm just demonstrating you that first, it's normal to have those fears, whatever your fears are. This is come from a source from childhood, which we'll explore in a few days. And if anything is holding you back, you see, you can just argue with that fear and say, is it true? So for today, let's explore where you're at right now in your life with your creativity, your uniqueness, your fears, your dreams. How often do you work on your creative project? So maybe you have lots of ideas like me. Maybe you just have one specific project that you really want to work on. So how often do you work on it? And are you happy with that? Do you wish it was more? Do you wish it was less? So let's explore this. Again, just having the basics there, gathering all that data so we can work from there. So how often do you work on your creative project, and are you happy with that time? All right, so I hope it was enlightening to see. Like for me, I have so many creative projects now at different moments, like some drafts, some were developed. So I hope you had some nice revelations there, and I'll see you tomorrow.